Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my 29th episode of my PHP Serverless News. Crucial news about RAM, Serverless Framework Fork, a few reInvent 2025 items. Today is Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is my weekly PHP Passion podcast about serverless news with a PHP point of view and with an eye on overall trends, published on Tuesdays. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan, Luca Lea. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP serverless project. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 29. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. Now, if you have not heard, on December 3rd, Micron announced it is leaving the consumer RAM business. Instead, it is going all out supplying data centers. This leaves a big hole in the consumer RAM market, and RAM prices have already gone through the roof. I wanted to give a shout out to Brev's forking of version 3 of the serverless framework. When the serverless framework dramatically altered their pricing with version 4, the Brev project took it upon themselves to fork version 3. This was an awesome decision given how Brev works so well with the serverless framework. This fork is enjoying ongoing love, and there were a number of updates made this fall. If you are not familiar with the serverless framework fork, you should take a peek. I came across a GitHub repository in the AWS organization called the AWS Lambda Roadmap. The README says, this is the public roadmap for AWS Lambda. Knowing about our upcoming products and priorities helps our customers plan. This repository contains info about what we are working on and allows all AWS customers to give direct feedback. I'm just thinking, what is the official Lambda roadmap doing in a GitHub repo? I was thinking about the Casablanca line. All the gin joints and all the world and all the towns and all the world, she had to walk into mine. If the medium is the message, what is an important AWS services roadmap doing on a Microsoft platform? Reinvent 2025 concluded last week, so there were some announcements. Now, I'm a fan of Corey Quinn. His website is at lastweekinaws.com, and I want to include some of his comments that he made about reInvent here that were in his latest newsletter and also on his website in the morning brief. AWS has launched Lambda managed instances to run Lambda functions on EC2, maintaining serverless operational simplicity. AWS's announcement explains the use case as some require specialized hardware, such as specific CPU architectures or cost optimizations from Amazon EC2 purchasing commitments. I'm currently working on my cooking runtimes project, and my sole focus right now with it is Lambda. I think I'll just put Lambda managed instances on my list, and I'll dig into this later. Now, I was under the impression that this kind of wasn't possible. I guess Lambda sits on a vast fleet of EC2 services, I thought, with layers of virtualization and containerization on top of it. Then using a ton of internal APIs, of course, to run Lambda. I mean, Lambda is a system unto itself. Perhaps this is a way to specify what EC2 servers are at the bottom of all that virtualization and containerization, but what would it matter? I don't know. Anyways, Corey says, so now you have serverless functions running atop servers plus a management fee of 15% and additional complexity. Aren't there a bunch of open source projects that purported to do this that nobody uses because, honestly, why would you? I'm going to have to sit with this one for a while. And I'm thinking, perchance he's referring to OpenWhisk? AWS announced a preview of AWS Interconnect Multicloud. The Register published an article on December 1st with the title, AWS and Google Built a Fix for Multicloud Barriers They Said Did Not Exist. Corey says, this is either transformative or a waste of everybody's time. It's impossible to tell which, because the one thing that matters most to settling that question is, what's the price? And they're not disclosing the price yet, so at the moment it occupies a superposition of excellent or crap. Please collapse the waveforms so we know which one it is. AWS announced durable functions for multi-step applications and AI workflows for Lambda. Durable functions automatically checkpoint progress, suspend execution for up to 1 year during long-running tasks, and recover from failures, all without requiring to manage additional infrastructure or write custom state management and error handling code. Generally available in US East, Ohio, with support for Python and Node.js runtimes. Corey says, we have step functions at home. This is going to take me kicking the tires on before I have an educated opinion, because last week was just a smidgen busy. AWS announced the general availability of EKS capabilities, a fully managed extensible set of Kubernetes native platform features for workload deployment, AWS Cloud Resource Management, and Kubernetes Resource Composition and Orchestration. EKS capabilities provides out-of-the-box platform features and offloads operations to AWS. EKS capabilities streamlines building and scaling with Kubernetes. These capabilities run in AWS-owned infrastructure separate from your clusters, with AWS handling auto-scaling, patching, and upgrading available in nearly all regions. Thank you for listening to my 29th episode of my PHP Serverless News, crucial news about RAM, Serverless Framework Fork, and a few reInvent 2025 items. My next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, December 16th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.